EA Capital, in partnership with the Finalto Group, are offering an exclusive cash bonus to individual and retail clients. Get 30% extra cash on your initial deposit directly into your trading account upon signing up on the Markets.com trading platform, which offers CFDs on shares, Forex, commodities, and ETFs. The minimum investment amount required to open an account and start trading CFDs is $1,500. Upon signing up, you will gain access to educational material and a demo account. Trading CFDs carries a considerable risk of capital loss. EA Capital and Finalto South Africa Pty Ltd are registered financial service providers and are licensed by the FSCA respectively. Terms and conditions do apply.
This is Mechi.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
JJ, you a soccer player?
Yeah, primary school.
Oh, so you're like a pro or like?
Nah.
What position were you playing?
Wing.
You're a winger.
Middle field. But those plans, man, those plans after high school to go to the World Scholars Olympics. And I did everything that I had to do. Got the invite, the works, right? Yeah. Got the passport, the works. But I didn't know that I had to get a US visa. I found out the day I was supposed to go to the airport that I need a visa.
And an American visa is not easy to get.
Hey, man.
You're a kid. You're
no,
great.
Man. You
Whatever.
From,
one. You
know, nobody's ever one. Traveled in my family like that. So we didn't know all that shit. I had a sponsor from Sasol. Yeah. So from that day, I was like, fuck soccer. I never played soccer.
So had you gone, your life might have changed.
Hey, man. I was so hurt. But hey, man.
Did
it
you
is
play,
what it is.
Did you play with anyone famous?
Famous?
Yeah.
Well, as in famous footballers or people that are just famous? Yeah. No, I didn't play with any. I don't know. I mean, you when you play under 10, under 12, under 14, we don't know each other like that. Mm. You know, but, oh yeah, but actually we did. There was a team called Hellas in the VAR.
Yeah.
We played against.
Hellas?
Yeah, Hellas, Portuguese.
Oh, Hellas Verona. Yeah.
Yeah, we played against the then 2-4 Joy.
Okay, what's that?
Steve Lekole, all those guys.
Jeez, bro.
And I mean, obviously, they were older than us.
You know, how old are you?
They were older than us. And yeah, man.
Did you win
those things? No, they beat us 7-5. 7-5. That was bad.
That's not bad.
That's not bad. That's like 2-0.
Yeah, and then the one match, I think they beat us like 5-0.
Oh,
but it was insane because they won the league. They won every match.
Mm.
You know, literally every match. It was insane. Miser. We were classmates. And we had these grand plans of the primary school that we're going to school of excellence the following year for high school.
Yeah.
You know? Wow. Ugh, but it never happened, you know?
Miser's
good.
Miser should have gone pro.
No way.
Nah, fuck out of here, Miser.
I'm telling you.
Fair check it, you know what Miser is?
Miser.
Go sleep.
Guys,
you know
I'm telling you, Miser.
I think so.
Who's Miser?
Which song did he do?
The... Superhero Miser. Or Flabba.
Superhero.
He's got a lot of songs.
Kamudira.
No, that's Natty Nice.
That's Natty Nice.
They work together.
But they're boys, yeah. They work together. The vibe, both of them.
I think
Google him. He's a dope guy.
Yeah, presenter as well.
Miser should have gone pro because I think his mom lives in the UK somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, you know, after primary school, he's just going to leave. So that didn't happen because, I mean, we had these plans of going to School of Excellence. That didn't happen. So I thought maybe after high school, he's definitely out.
Yeah.
Like he's an amazing footballer.
Wow.
Like he's.
I never knew
but he's it. Tiny, man.
Miser is dope.
So is Messi, bro. Messi's tiny.
Oh, yeah. Messi is fuck. Great example.
So I don't know why he never went. I think he went to after. I was like, ah, it's a mother love.
Anyway, hey, where's my camera? Fuck, I'm so confused. Where's my camera? Oh, yeah, there we go.
Damn, they've moved around.
Hey, man. End up, I repeat. That wasn't on cue.
Which one?
I'm saying there wasn't on cue. I get on cue's sponsors.
Yay.
For the
for the camera.
See what you did.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. So yeah. Lucas here, Coast Ladies here, Black Studios is here. By the way, who did the Black Studio logo?
Hey.
Fuck, it's dope, man. Oy. It's beautiful. Who did it? Amos.
Mm.
Yo, shout out to me. Have you seen it, bro?
Yeah, shout out to Amos.
It looks like it's nice. It's
I like
simple.
It.
It's very simple,
very
and
simple
neat and tidy.
Yeah.
It looks like beach though.
Does. Mm. It does.
No, like beach by but obviously with changing shape. Do you agree?
Yeah.
It's inspired.
That's what you're going
it's beautiful.
For.
It's nice and clean.
You wanted to chop Dre? So Pio is here, and most of all, our friend of the show. Actually, this guy isn't a friend of the show anymore. He's part of the family.
Part of the furniture, man.
Yeah, it's part of the furniture.
JJ.
JJ Sessing is in the building. And I promise I won't cut you off this time because last time you were here, they wanted my neck.
Yeah? He was a changed man. He was hearing everyone. You know what I mean? I swear the guy that's David Mashabela's garden could have even come and spoke on the show the following week. He was like, hey. Because you wanna say something? Come.
Before we start the show, man, I want to send a massive shout out to all the chillers. We made history last week, and we couldn't have done it without you. We filled out all the state clinicals nationwide.
Nina Beniti, hey, one was a move up at Aleforinda was about to.
Well done.
What is this now?
And the beauty about it is that proceeds are going to the Black Coffee Foundation.
Yeah.
Yes,
nice. Which is amazing.
Yes, beautiful.
Oh, man, but it was so amazing.
Oh, seeing the chillers awesome. Come out. Mm. People were coming out in numbers and couples.
Mm.
Most were couples.
Yeah.
It was just so beautiful. I was at Rosebank and yeah, man,
it was dope.
History, bro.
How was your experience, Ghost Lady? Where were you at?
I was at Mall of Africa and I also saw a lot of couples. You know how normally when we have parties and it's always just a boys' party?
Yeah.
This time I saw a lot of females. I was so happy.
Right.
Women who are just there and happy to watch the show.
Simpio actually showed me a video of a white guy buying merch.
Oh, whoa. Oh,
nice.
Whoa.
Not just who likes the show, even bought merch.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You won't believe what happened to me. So I'm meant to be in Durban.
Yes.
So I get to Durban,
you're
right?
Meant.
Yeah, I get to Durban. Listen to the story. I get to Durban. And then I'm like, all right, cool. I'm going to do the Gateway one.
Yeah.
So I make my way to Gateway. And I couldn't get in because I didn't have a ticket. And they were all sold out.
Damn, bro.
Buy.
So you can't say, listen.
Come on.
No, bro.
But that's the thing. The guy works at the state
clinic. Yeah, he's doing
his job. He doesn't know. And also, like, you know what I mean?
Because I forgot to secure my tickets for Gateway. I just thought, like,
yeah, they know me.
Oh, you thought it won't sell out.
Yeah.
Oh, you thought you were going to be able to buy tickets.
Yeah.
Do
you know who I am?
It's my shit here.
So I couldn't even go in. So I had to turn back, dog.
That's fucking dope.
Oh, it was wild.
It's real.
Wow. I kid you not, bro.
They didn't even allow you to sit by the stairs, at least.
They
don't, just by the carpet.
The guy at the counter is like, hey, Baba, lippy ticket.
Teta of whom?
Hey, Baba.
And I'm in Durban, dog, so I ain't trying to fuck around.
Yo.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
But also, I mean, I like how low key Black Coffee is with his foundation.
Yeah.
He's not like, hey,
look at me.
Look at me. I'm doing this for the world. Hey, let's poor people, let's take a picture. No, he's very.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Because I get it from the heart.
Yeah.
So why go on a PR tour?
Yeah.
Or, you know, and I want to be like, oh, look at me. You know, that's why I don't get about this Bill Gates Foundation thing. They always mention it with
that's weird
shady,
vibes there. Because Black Coffee, the last time
Text
I heard
vibes.
Of it was when he launched it. Remember, that's when he did the Breaking the Record at Maponya Mall. And
yes.
That's when he was
I actually went to that gig, but I showed up at like 8 o'clock in the morning and you were still playing.
Yeah, I was there for like 2 days.
Yeah, 2 days.
Yeah,
that's dope.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to see his mother because we had a private screening on Wednesday for our members and chillers. Shout out to all of them, man. That was beautiful. That was
that
amazing.
Was amazing.
Nice. It was so nice to chill with people that really, really fuck with us. You know what I mean? And
how is his mother? You know why I'm asking?
Yeah.
Because I saw Kenan's mom, right, on her IG. I think I saw it this morning. And I think she was taking a walk with Kenan. But the caption was something about being proud, you know. So how is black with his mom, like when she sees black off and everything is achieved, how is she? Because I once had a conversation with this guy, Chad LeClos' father.
Oh, Chad LeClos, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, his father is proudest.
Mm.
He's the proudest being on earth, you know, and he's not afraid to tell you that, listen, as a parent, when I saw this kid had potential, I gave it my all.
Mm.
You know, we took everything, our savings or whatever. Wow. We invested in this kid because we could see, you know. So as a proud parent, I mean, obviously my kids are still young, but I mean, I'd like to get the psyche of a proud parent. When you look at your kid, you're like, man, you've done all this.
Bro, she's so proud of him.
Yeah.
She's such a beautiful soul.
Yeah.
And she's a typical old lady that, you know, would raise me or you or whatever.
Yeah.
And she was just there with the whole family as well, just to bask in this glory of her son, you know, and understand the journey. And we were watching the thing at his penthouse.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the VIP screening was at his penthouse. Did you see the view, bro?
Oh, fuck. That would have took an amazing picture.
Oh, wait.
If I got a picture here,
Is it that award-winning penthouse that he posted on Twitter? Because one of his apartments won some international award for interior design.
Probably.
It must be.
That guy's got Makossa bedding, bro.
It's probably that one.
Bro, we felt like we're in New York, bro.
Yeah,
I've never seen Joburg like that.
Yeah,
like
Some marble and...
Yeah, bro, the marble.
It's the one.
The counter.
Yeah, it won some international... interior design, yeah.
Yo, that thing is beautiful. That place is beautiful, bro.
Yes,
that place is beautiful.
Hey, we haven't made it, so...
far from it, bro. Yeah. That penthouse is something else.
But to answer your question, man, she was chilled, man. She was just chilled. Yeah. Like any parent would be proud of their son and whatever, but it was beautiful, man. Beautiful
That's
moment.
Dope.
And I took a picture and I sent it to him and he's like, wow, this is amazing.
Yeah. I think we should do a TV show.
Who?
All of us.
Oh.
I'll produce it. Like proud parents. You know, Black of his mom, Chad Ludlow's father, Kazem Taung, senior.
Idea.
You know,
who that achieved. Seniors. Okay.
Senior, because the kids are running the club and they're running it well. The empire.
They're running it. Yeah, the empire, not the team, but
no, not the team.
Whole thing.
The whole. Yes. Remember, Kaiser Chief is one of their businesses.
Yes.
For real.
Yes.
The family.
Insurance.
Kaiser Chiefs is just one of many.
But isn't that under one umbrella, which is Kaiser Chiefs? Yes, they might be selling insurance.
They probably have the Mutaung group of companies or something like that.
Wow.
You know?
I heard Kaiser Chiefs.
Like with Patrice, I mean, his son is running Sundowns now. You know, he's a proud dad. I'm watching it. We'll figure it out.
Well, like
someone is sitting there thinking,
I can see Mocha TV.
I'm going to do it before them.
They're writing the treatment. Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Yeah.
Oh, yes. I like
you didn't mention MacGyver's mom.
Oh, yeah, MacGyver's mom.
Chris Lead. Yeah.
But it's a good suggestion. I don't know why we're laughing. But it's a good suggestion, actually.
There's actually a podcast with some comedian. I forgot him. The white guy, man. I forgot his name. He's a white guy. Mm. He does a podcast with moms of celebrities.
You see?
Which is pretty dope.
That's dope.
That's
dope.
Yeah.
Dope.
He's a very popular comedian. I just forgot
but
his name.
Do the parents inherit the superstar status of their kids? I'm asking. Like in the podcast.
I don't think so, man. Because like they see you for who you are. They strip away the fame, the streams.
Man, you've seen Drake's dad. Like he's...
Ooh, wow. His dad is on another eye.
You know, he thinks it's Drake. You know? You know? So...
Also, big shout out to Stay Kiniko, man. They sent me a message, beautiful message.
Yeah.
They were like, guys, well done for what you did. Because we filled out all the Stay Kinikos nationwide. It's never been done before for a podcast.
Yeah.
And they said that we did it on a Thursday night just before payday.
Mm.
Is an even more like an achievement. Because it wasn't like payday weekend, you know.
Yes,
it was Mambara weekend.
Yes,
people don't have money.
I know people in Velcom didn't see it because there's no cinema there.
You're welcome.
So they'll catch the bootleg on YouTube.
Hey, I saw people are starting to share the snippets already. We knew that was going
to
happen.
I
saw them this morning.
Hey.
You know?
Hey. Yeah,
it's crazy.
But anyway, it's still available for members and Patreons if you want to watch the Black Coffee episode. Yep. We're dropping it this Thursday for everybody.
Oh, great.
And then
the
from
bootleg.
One...
But it's gonna be the full episode, right?
Yeah, the full episode.
Okay.
3 hours and something.
Yeah.
3 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
wow.
Not
okay. Yeah. Yeah.
That's dope.
So the next milestone, Solly, ready for this?
Dun, 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 dun.
Hey, I'm scared about this one, man. Yeah. It's never been done before. We're trying to fill up SunBet Arena in Pretoria.
Ooh, no way.
On the 15th of April for our 1 million subscribers
what?
Event.
1 million?
Yeah, 1 million. Oh, yeah. 1 million. Hey, man, I'm scared about this one, so.
It should what, be scary. What it's not scary. Yo, it's not scaring us. What? It's not worth
okay,
doing.
Explain the 1 million to me.
So right now, we're probably on like 800 and something subscribers.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're hoping by 15th of April, on that day, we reach 1 million.
Wow, that's
and we're
dope,
hosting
man.
An event for it to celebrate that milestone.
That's
it's
dope.
Never been done. Like when we're speaking to the guys at SunBet Arena, they're like, they've never had a podcast host an event like that.
Mm.
Normally the events they host is like festivals and whatever.
Yeah.
And normally when they have people like either speaking, it's comedians and it's international comedians.
Yeah.
Like Kevin Hart, Trevor Noah.
Yeah, I know.
So for us to try pull this off is like...
What's the capacity to that?
8,500?
Hey, what?
8,500?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. You think we can do that, dog?
So what's happened?
Yeah,
so I get there, I buy my ticket, I get to Sun Arena, what happens?
We're still discussing what we're going to do on the night.
Yeah.
But we're going to do some dope shit, some exciting shit. It's going to be a movie.
The venue's booked.
Venue's
the tickets
booked,
available.
Tickets available right now.
Fuck, that's let's go.
We got to start the strat meeting this week, Saul, and discuss what we're going to do on the night.
Yeah.
Let's go.
But if people don't come, I'll just call my cousins from Venda because they'll fill it up.
Yo, shoot me a Venda. You know, it's payday, right? Yesterday, I had a gig in Polokwane. That traffic. So you guys just go home every payday. Like, Shumela Venda is a real thing. Shumela Venda. Y'all can fill that place up in a blink of an eye.
That's exciting, man.
Yeah,
that's
man,
exciting.
It is.
That's really dope.
Shit, I was telling you crazy stories. I'm out in Durban. I'm gigging.
Yeah.
Bro, as soon as I got to the airport, the promoter had bodyguards.
Oh.
For who?
For me. Like, no fucking ways. And I realized in that moment, that night.
Oh, yeah, actually. No, I take back my laugh.
Why?
No, I mean, Durban has become,
But
let's be honest.
I'm not going to Durban in time. Not that anything will happen
to me.
But it just feels unsafe as a city, you know? Like, it's very unsafe.
Joburg, I think Joburg is more unsafe. Bro, yeah, Inkabi are from there.
Bro, I mean, I've lived in Hillbrow, my G, you know?
When it was still... When you're at a Milky Lane, maybe.
No, man. Fuck it. No. Well, no, I used to live at the Hillbrow Hospital. With Battle Cat, when we started working at Rage.
Oh, Tongagora.
Yeah, Tongagora. Wow. We lived at the hospital, so we'd sneak in at night, blah, 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 blah. But
in hospital?
Yeah, it's a long story.
He was injured from his soccer game.
It's a Joburg come-up story. We had nowhere to stay.
For real?
You stayed at hospital?
Yeah.
Hey, bro, how come I never knew this shit, man?
He was the old counselor. Old counselor.
I don't want to mess up that hustle for someone else that's staying.
Bro, how do you stay at a hospital? Like, who do you talk to?
No, guys, you're messing up the hustle for somebody now.
I'm sorry for
blowing the cuffs.
Wait, explain staying in the hospital. What do you...
No, man.
What do you cook?
Listen, do you understand?
What do you shower?
What do you shower?
Do you understand that people that live there now, you know, probably staying there for free like we did, right? And now they see this thing on TV, they're like, this motherfucker. Yeah. Now they have to go find accommodation because the hospital's going to be, you know? But so, there's a place where you can sleep.
And do people visit you? What, do you have visitors? They're like, hey, Jay, it's nice here. You're so hospitable. Stop the
fuck. Yeah, bye, nah.
Thanks for the hospitality.
The crazy thing is, when I first got to Joburg, I met this chick. She lived in Rosebank. All right?
Yeah.
I lived at the hospital in Hillbrook. So, you know, she could never visit me at all. You know, we'd always meet up in Bramfontein because she went to Damlin. You know, so we'd always meet up in Bramfontein.
Were you an in and out patient?
It's a story for another day. But I don't want to mess up someone's hustle because there are people that genuinely live there.
Okay, but tell me, how do you think? Okay, cool. But you get to Joburg, you don't have a place to stay. You're like, you go sleep at the hospital.
No.
How do you even
no.
think of that?
So a friend of mine that was living there.
He recruited you.
You know, we're laughing because we know that you had a home, you were fine, you know? Something.
Yeah, no, home is Sasselburg.
Yeah, I mean, bro.
I had a home in Zamdela, Taylor Park. I'm okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But then I left one day. So one of my boys was a producer, right? Mm-hmm. He had a song. Then I went to, what's this gig? Reds, Global Sounds, whatever. I gave this song to Fresh.
Mm.
Right? Fresh played it the same night. Like, it was fucking cool. Mm. And he said, oh, my man, I like the song, my man. Come to my office in Mel. I think somewhere next to Cresta. Somewhere they had an office there. So I went there.
Rent Park Ridge.
Somewhere. Yeah. I couldn't find him. He had just left. But Tsulu was at the office, so Tsulu took the song.
Mm-hmm.
And then Fresh called me later, like, yo, man, I took your song, da-da-da-da. Then I remembered, let me holler at my boy. You know, Emma and I chose, yeah, I'm going back to Sasselburg, da-da-da-da-da. It's like, ah, I'm fit. Skavai. Skavai. No, Skavai. Abo? Kitra Spani. Spani, I know, he worked at Black Rage Productions. They had a TV show, I think it was called Basic. So it's like, Agavara go Spani, you know? That's how I got my job at Rage. Uh-huh. So I went with him to work.
Mm.
But now after we knocked off, you know, we went to his place because we met go the tech, go not. So I talk on to Agavara, keep seeing my 11. We go to, what's that street that goes to Alex?
Alex?
Yeah. Kocho's.
London.
No, man.
I see it. Call it drive.
No, call it. Mm. What's that street?
Alex.
Yeah, from it connects.
M1.
No, man. It connects Alexander and Hillbro. I forgot.
Yeah. I know what he's talking about.
Connect Fisher.
No, there's a street where you take
the taxi route.
I know.
Yeah. So we walked from Norwood.
Orange Grove.
Yeah.
Orange Grove.
So we walked from Norwood to Orange Grove because it takes about 24 hours.
Yes.
Got a taxi. We went to his place. When he got there.
So he's got a TV and everything, a bed.
Guess
Petley.
Wow,
man.
Yeah.
And the bed, it's a hospital bed.
Nah, man. But I stayed there for good. I think I stayed there for about a year, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, I think a year.
Damn.
Or 2 years. A year. Almost Yo. 2 years. 2 years, yeah. Because we both moved out.
Can we call the guy?
BK. Yeah, you can call him.
Let's call him.
Oh, it's Battle Cat.
Yeah.
Battle Cat.
Let's call him.
He's one of the illest producers.
Yeah.
No wonder he's dead.
Masika.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's Battle Cat.
Yeah. And then...
Oh, yes, because I'm just going to lose you this from the VAR.
Yeah.
Battle Cat.
The illest.
One of the illest.
But chance, you know, accommodation is a real thing in Joburg. Because I saw last week when Nota had his thing with Yanga, or 2 weeks ago. And Yanga was on some, I know you're going to say some shit about me sleeping on niggas' couches. It's a classic Joburg come up story. And it's true.
For real.
Yeah.
Even Casper.
I mean, you.
Sleeping in someone's Hyde
Park.
Couch at some
Hyde Park. Hyde Park doesn't.
No. Right.
Yeah.
It's like mommy's
You know,
house.
But it's a real story, you know. You sleep in people's couches, you sleep at the hospital, you know. But we're good.
How's that like, dog? Isn't what? There a moment where you're like, fuck, I gotta get out of here?
My mom asked me where I live. Yeah. I said, you'd like a hill. Like, hill. I'm like, no, there's no need.
Like, for example, so if let's say you're trying to come up, right? You come, I know you come to my place. For a week, I think I can accommodate you. But after a week, it's like, hey, Saul is always eating everything. Saul is always doing this. Yeah, you know what I mean?
What if for friends?
We were hustling, man.
For real.
Friends, not your own mind, bro.
Yeah, we were hustling. We had a common vision. So that's why it didn't even feel like.
Have you ever slept on a couch?
Because for us, it was just a matter
hustling.
Of...
Hustling. Nah, not coming at someone's couch.
I mean, you're from around the corner.
Yeah.
Eastern's around the corner.
Yeah.
And you, ghost lady?
Slept on someone's couch. Eh. Not really.
Okay. Yeah. So this is mostly for like artists and stuff.
No, people who are out, like who come from out of Joburg, where home is not forced.
We all came out of from Joburg.
No, like you were raised in Joburg. Your mom has a house in Joburg. Mm. People who don't have, like who leave home and come here and then sning bakiele, no rent, ask for a friend to crash, then they evict you,
keep
the Blackie, somewhere. When we interviewed Blackie, same story.
And it's a come up story for most people from out of Joburg.
And also, man, you don't sleep, you know? We didn't really sleep that much.
Mm.
You know, I remember we even listened to Azania's first radio show on Metro. I think she went on at like midnight or 3 o'clock. I think midnight. her first ever radio show.
Was on radio. Fuck, she started. Osaka,
yeah. When she started.
Didn't she start Ask a Man?
I don't know. I mean, there's been so many people. No, not Ask a Man, maybe another version of Us, because they've got so many relationship features on that time slot, the 9 to 12 slot. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it's just one of those.
In.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, I'm in Durban.
Mm.
Bodyguards for me.
Yeah.
This is when I realized, dude, I suck being a superstar, bro. Because it just didn't feel right, man. Like, every time I needed to smoke, they're there. I go to the toilet, he's there. I'm like, hey, man.
Chill, bro.
I'm trying to take a shit, man. But, like, the promoters are scared that. It's a real thing because of what happened to AKA.
Yeah. But, yo, Durban, city of Durban really needs to do something. I don't know what they're going to do PR-wise, marketing-wise. Bro, it just feels unsafe.
Isn't that the whole country, though?
Generally, bro. You saw what happened in Bedford View.
Guys, generally, yes. Right? But sometimes the people that die most of the time, it's not people that we connect with emotionally through music, like AKA.
Yeah, this was a big one.
So, Gabis get shot all the time. Taxi drivers get shot. People get shot all the time. Robbed and whatever. But it's not AKA.
Yeah.
It's not Casper. It's not someone that...
Somebody.
Prominent.
You know what I'm saying?
What did you think when you heard about, where were you when you heard the AK story?
I just saw it on the internet. I was like, what? I need to see it. Then I saw a post of someone saying, guys, please don't share that video of AK getting shot. And that video, I mean, that tweet started trending. Mm. But you know, when you do that, you make us actually look for the video.
Search for the video.
You know, so we, and I saw it, I was like, yo, it's insane. Mm. I mean, I watched it so many times, like, you know, you're hoping that he's going to wake up. It doesn't happen, you know.
Right.
It's so insane. It's insane.
Did you ever meet him or like work with him?
Yeah, I mean, I've booked him many times for events. And he's cool, man. He's cool. Like, he, get out.
Mm.
Get out, get out.
What would you describe him as? Like, was he like an industry nigga or like all about the art?
I mean, I wouldn't say we were.
Yeah.
But the amount of times that we've done work, he was cool. Nel out, you know? He wasn't, I mean... AKA is the type of guy that would come to your gig, you've booked him, and he doesn't even know you, but he'll find the promoter like, yo, Ty, thank you for the booking.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, he understood it. He didn't have to. Most of the time,
that goes a long way.
The guys come, they just want to, hey, where's my ride? Hey, where's my place to sit? No, oh, they sit in the car, and then they want to go on stage when it's almost, you know, and then they bounce. But he'd come, interact. You know, same with Ricky. Ricky would do that. He'd get to a gig like, yo, where's the promoter?
Ubuntu.
Yeah, where's MIG? Thank you very much for the booking. Let's do more work. Da-da-da-da-da. You know? Goes a long way.
What did you think of his album, Penduka?
Oh, dope, man. Like, so I was playing in Polokwane. And people was like, yo, let's play the album. And I only started listening to it literally at night. Yeah. Late last night. Favorite track is Ease. It's Ease, with Blackie. Oh, bro. AK is so musical, man, you know? And I think we've always known this.
Yeah.
Blackie isn't like he wasn't a league of his own, man. Like, he's so musical, bro. Like, the way he samples, the elements. It's not just a hip-hop beat where it's just a loop and a bass line and a sample and it repeats over, you know, 4 minutes and he just raps. Yeah. Nah, man, it's a beautiful album. But obviously, it needs time, you know?
Mm.
We've listened to it how many times? Two times? Two, three times, yeah. You know, with an album, bro, you need time with
take
it.
Your time.
Yeah. I can listen to albums when they drop, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because of the influence on social media. So
I let it
simmer, you know?
Yes.
Like after a month or two, then I listen to it at my own pace. And then it hits you different because there's no external influences. Like someone, like right now, I mean, I've seen there's a song called, that one that you...
Ease with Blackie.
I've seen, is it Anxiety? Like
everybody's there's Anxiety.
Like, I haven't heard this. I don't want to listen to them yet. Because, you know, it's...
And you, Ghost Lady, what did you think?
I'm literally also just loving it. And I'm still... Because one moment I feel like, oh, this is my favorite song. And then it changes. You know? Because all the songs are quite like... They're so good. I think lately now I'm loving Paradise. Mm. You know, so... It changes. Also, it's even Dangerous, you know?
Nadia.
Beautiful song.
But then Paradise, I'm like...
And Squanono.
Nadia, I sex in the studio because it's soundproof. Oh.
Yes, I saw that. I heard that.
Hey, man. Listened to last time. Yes, it slaps different, dog. Because, like, yo, man. You know last time?
Huh?
Huh? Oh, the first track. Yeah.
I got goosebumps. The intro song, I think.
Let me read the lyrics for last time. Yeah, but you were saying,
I got goosebumps in the intro song, I think. There's a lyric of his, he says, came back from the dead. You know,
that's last time.
Is that last time? Yes. Oh, when he said came back from the dead, I'm like, oh, bro.
Yeah, hear the lyrics, right? Oh, man. I told you once and I told you before that love is supposed to be something more than a pastime. I said I dust myself off and make my way to the next time. This is the last time. I'm coming with the full court press. Yes. Transnet School of Excellence. Yeah. All black uniform. That's that Nike tech, of course. Chabalala, Mexico, the corner of the net, you know. This is the wall of Jericho. We're sitting on your neck, yeah. Mega, it's a miracle you came back from the dead, okay.
Yes.
This journey is spiritual, but don't forget the bread. Remember what Makata said, just take care of the kids, go. Zakes on the decks, yeah. Tlala Afrotech, Zaga Zaga Zaga, more elastic bands. At the top, Kilimanjaro, Sada is the flag. Shout out to Johnny Clay, Kulichana, living legend. Blessed time, I guess I stood the test of time. Jesus is the gas, I got too much in the tank. Chorus again. Okay, first things first, I gotta give thanks. All protocol observed to the big man. The prodigal son returns, my ego in ashes. Had to come down to earth and read a few chapters. Genesis, Matthew, build my own statue. I was moving too fast, US, that travel. Paris, c'est la va, they tell me bonjour. And I got receipts, Space Jam, Concorps, Breads, UNCs, even Virgil Abloh's. I've been around the world, I own my fourth passport. At the fourth of the front of the game, I'm a fucking pioneer. Took my shots to the chest, they hung me by the neck. Sacrificed my reputation, drew lines in the sand. So the next generation don't have to bow their head. Went head to head with Zahara, even Tuksinganga. Rhythmic Elements, Mikasa, Jabba, Amu, Teke, Squatter Camp, Solvent, Say a Prayer. Just dip me in water so I can start again. Connected to the ash and the soil, the flats and the poikikos boil. It's hot in the Corolla, East Gate, Boulders, Nobody's too rich for Oros. Branson to Sosha, yes. Mess Country's culture.
It's powerful, nice. Right? Oh! Poetic, man. Like,
really
like
dope.
I said, level of, in his own level, bro.
So that one slaps different, dog, when you hear
that. That one, definitely, bro. Yeah. I mean, there's also Anxiety where he addresses the Anele thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, what I remember now is the lyrics where he was heartbroken because the family didn't reach out afterwards to his family, didn't even call his mom or dad. He was nowhere on the program. And then he addresses, obviously, the you know, going through that. And maybe depression or anxiety or whatever that followed emotionally.
Do you think it's his best album ever?
I haven't heard it. I don't have an opinion, but the lyrics sound very well thought of.
But even if it's not, can you say that, oh, I'm not feeling this album because of what happened?
No, man. I like AKA's music. I'm an AKA fan. So
no, I'm saying take yourself out of it. Let's say there's someone out there who doesn't like the album.
Yeah.
Can they vocally say, I'm not feeling this, even with what happened?
Yeah, man, there are people that don't like Tupac's music.
Wow, who the fuck is that?
No, there are people that
I'm
prefer...
I'm not a big fan.
Of Tupac!
I mean, he's a good rapper, great storyteller, great performer, great actor.
You're mad.
Great actor, but I'm
not... mad.
Lyrically.
What?
Lyrically, I think Tupac could be motive and penetrate someone's heart, you know? But lyrically, as a rapper, lyrically...
Because there's a lot...
Biggie was a better lyricist, like, lyrically.
I quit. What the fuck?
Tupac was a poet, man, and a great one at that.
Gee.
But hip-hop, lyrically.
So, one thing we all adore, something we're dying for.
Lyricist, poets.
Nothing but pain, stuck in this game, searching for fortune and fame.
But bars. Tupac doesn't have bars. He had a great message. He could make great songs, but bars.
So
Biggie had bars. Kick in the door, wave in the fo-fo. Oh, shit.
I think...
That's bars.
And if I die, bury me.
No, Tupac did something amazing. The artistry was great, but bars. But me, I care about bars.
Yeah,
sorry, man.
But you need
gonna come for me also.
But you need to explain you need to explain it better to Mac. That, you know, in terms of, I mean, there's a lot that goes into 16 bars or 12 bars, right? Wordplay, right? Metaphors, you know, simile, all that stuff goes in Tupac will tell you a story and it's great, right? Yes. And it'll touch your emotions and yes. whatever, whatever. But when you listen to Biggie or other rappers, you're like, okay, shit. And you get that line 2 years later, maybe.
Bro.
Or a couple. I mean, that's what poetry should do, right? I'm not saying Tupac wasn't a great poet, but it counts. Wordplay counts, right? It really counts. It goes a long way with hip-hop.
Great storyteller.
It's a great storyteller, but wordplay, you know, metaphors, bars, and also delivery. I mean, there are songs where, you know what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, delivery.
Delivery. I mean, that's Park's delivery is okay. You know?
True, truth be told.
It was okay. There's songs like California Love is dope. His delivery is dope. But the rest of the other songs where, and he's done with, what's his name, Johnny J.
Yeah.
How many niggas fell victim to the streets, rest in peace, young. Yeah,
that's his flaw in almost so many songs.
But talk, the stuff that he was speaking about, the stuff he was speaking about still resonates today.
And that's a strong point.
Nobody's trying to call Biggie Big Papa. I love you when you call me Big Papa. Nobody's trying to do that now.
Hey, your Papa.
Drop the fucking
he's Big Papa. No, look, like I did say, Park, his music lives on yeah. for a reason. Yeah. He was good at what he did, yeah. which is tell amazing stories.
Okay, let me ask
touch
the chillers.
Heart and spread great messages. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Missy Pang, I'm making a hip hop boy. I'm making a woman rapper. But no, he was amazing. That's why his music lives on, no doubt, bro. I can't sit here and say Park was whack.
Yeah.
We can't say he was
Park
whack.
Was dope.
He was dope.
Yeah, let me run a poll and see what the chillers say.
You said one is a lyricist and one is a poet. What's
no,
the difference?
No, like, but in rap terms, rap like terms. Bars, man, you know?
Like
flows.
Jay-Z is dope.
Mm-hmm.
Jay-Z ain't dope. Come on, man.
But Eminem is better.
Oh. Yes, but Jay-Z will have a better resonance.
Oh, shit, I just wrote Jay-Z instead of Puck.
But,
you know?
In
Eminem, wordplay, similes, rhymes, metaphors, the works. He's better.
In a rap scorebook, so score sheet, Eminem scores way higher than Jay-Z. But as far as impact and influence, Jigga is Jigga.
Jigga's just been around for long, dog. You know, like those niggas on radio that are not good, but they've just been around for long.
It's later.
Hey! I'm a man. I'm staying.
You don't get killed.
Anyway, let's move on. Let's bring it back home, bro. With what's been happening in the country, Eskom, NC, what are your thoughts, man? What's going on?
Eskom.
Hmm?
You know, Andre, our young Tina.
The writer.
He tried to pull a Ronaldo with his exit interview or whatever the hell he did.
Oh, yeah.
The bottom line is, and Andre can come up with all the excuses he
just
wants.
Give context to our international chillers that don't know what's going on in SA, man.
Yeah, well, Andre Director did an interview where
who was our CEO of Eskom.
So Andre Director, former CEO of Eskom. Eskom is the power utility or the utility that's meant to supply electricity to South Africa, right?
Mm-hmm. Now, sorry, hold on. Ghost Lady, please remind me to read the poll. Now, I always forget.
The poll?
Yeah.
Oh, you ran a poll?
Yeah, I ran a poll now. Remind me to read it.
At the end or just after we speak about this?
Yeah, whenever, but just remind me to read it.
Cool.
Ask you.
So, he had to deliver. He had one mandate. Keep the lights on. Right? That's why sometimes when people blame Cyril for everything, I kind of, I'm not with that train. Not because of ANC or anything. Because the point is, as the president, right, you're the GM, right, or the CEO. I mean, you have people that are running around that have to deliver on your behalf, right? Mm. It makes no sense that Cyril has to come back from Davos because the Rita couldn't keep the lights on, right? Because all he had to do was keep the lights on, but he's given us every excuse in the book. Wet cold, nails in the cold, sabotage, everything. Right, that's all he had to do. He complained that PMFA is a problem. He went to the National Treasury. The National Treasury, okay, cool. let's remove it. Now you're coming up with excuses telling us, hey, ANC, what? Comrades would come there and ask for work, blah, 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 blah. Man, if it was such a problem, why didn't you just go to the president and say, President, I have a problem? Or do exactly the same thing you did now with the interview and say, listen, South Africans, I cannot deliver because comrades are bothering me. But he never did. So many things happened under his watch.
Because they were collecting a check.
Exactly. And there were stories of even suppliers being overpaid by a billion or whatever under his watch. You know, to come now and tell us that knee guards that cost, I don't know, 300 rand at builders, Eskom was buying them for 20 or 50,000.
I saw that.
We don't care, bro. Your job was to keep the lights on and you failed.
So is this the same as like a disgruntled employee who maybe worked at a very big podcast, got fired, and then they said they didn't feed them?
You're stupid. Look, Vincent. Who said that? Oh, the other. Mac.
No, it sounds like a disgruntled employee.
No, but the writer and Dana, like, I don't even wanna. One day, he failed at his job. You know, when people, I mean, we've heard stories about how he didn't deliver at NAMPAC or whatever, right?
But what was he doing at NAMPAC?
I don't know what he was doing, but the stories that he underdelivered, whatever. Okay. It doesn't matter. You know, you got a new opportunity, right? You have a mandate. Running Eskom is not the easiest job, but you accepted the job. And you said you could do it. And now the stage seven load sharing under you. So you failed. You can come up with all the excuses you want, blame comrades, blame sabotage, whatever. It doesn't matter. You failed. Leave. Right? So going back to the Cyril point, I'm starting to understand why he has all these things, all these departments. Remember the guy from IFP was complaining, saying, yeah, you have all these infrastructure, all these departments under your office.
Oh, yeah,
you
know? I remember that guy.
But it almost feels like Cyril's on some, you motherfuckers, I have to do everything myself. That's why all of you are in here. You know, ministers need to deliver. That's it. Mayors need to deliver. Premiers need to deliver. MECs need to deliver.
But in the history of the ANC, they've proved they can't.
Ah, Joe. Well, I don't know. Can we really say that?
Yeah, dog. These guys eat everything, man. They ate all the money, SAA, Transnet.
Yeah, and regardless of what the right is saying, they're trying at Eskom. This corruption. Yes, he should have mentioned it while he was there, but it doesn't take away from the fact that
they're chowing everything. Even people's virginities. I mean, everything.
How?
Hey, who? He's an asshole.
MacGyver, you are the CEO of Eskom.
Yes.
Right? Mm. Keep the lights on.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. When you go report to Osiril and say, hey, Joe, Osiril comes back from Davos, wherever he went, and there's stage seven load shedding. What do you say to him?
It sounds to me like he was being, he couldn't do his job because of all the cabals and whatever, because of all what was happening in there.
It's excuses.
No, but
you know, for me, it's similar to, let me make you an example.
Yeah.
School principal, maths teacher, grade 10.
Headmaster.
School teacher, grade 10. You've got four classes, some maths, right? 100 students in total. First term, right? Yeah, first term. It was a report go headmaster, and there's out of 100, 70 kids failed. That's the first term. You come back, second term, 80 kids have failed.
Damn.
Third term, 65. Fourth term, 70. They failed. I mean, what do you do as the headmaster? Are the kids the problem, or is the teacher the problem? What do you do?
Teacher.
But what about if, as a teacher, you can't teach because the other teachers aren't allowing you to teach? Because when you want to teach, they're like, no, hey, we don't do that.
The kids are rowdy. Yeah. They don't want to learn.
Who's teaching? Teaching who?
Chance, don't come. This guy didn't deliver. It's like Becky Keller reporting on crime stats every quarter. Like, you're telling us, I mean, like, I'm curious. Like, when Becky Keller goes and reports to the president, this quarter, so many people got hijacked, so many people died. Like, I mean, what do you say to the president after that?
Bro, don't
because
make this...
Because your job is to keep us safe.
Bro, don't make
and
this...
And I'm not trying to defend Cyril in any way, right? But I'm just saying, people that are not able to deliver, right, must not be at that job.
But here's the thing, JJ. Right? You're missing the point.
What's the point?
The point here is that the way the system is structured, you can't do your job. So even if you're qualified and have check,
the system is rotten, man.
Yeah, what can you name right now that the government has done? And we can all say and see that, okay, cool, they did their job here. Irrespective of who was the principal or the minister or whatever.
Yeah, but as
what is there?
As the principal, if people fail to deliver, you fire them. That's it.
But how can you deliver in a system that doesn't want you to deliver?
Well, South Africa has great policies. Great, amazing policies, right? Even Rwanda that people talk about, they benchmark on our program.
Policies, right? Great. Execution. Where's that? So,
Implementation.
That's what I'm saying. If people
let's be real. One of the things that, and I'm not trying to defend even Audrey, no.
Yeah.
Like, he's wrong, yeah. But one of the things that...
Why is Audrey wrong?
No, I'm just saying. I partially agree with JJ.
Why?
No, on the things that he failed to deliver. But when he's saying things like there's a cartel that's stealing and vandalizing in Mpumalanga, what are these, the power stations?
You as the CEO, now that you've got that info, what did you do about it?
Hey, the shin guards was wild. How much were the shin guards?
The knee thing. It's like 300 at builders. 80,000.
You know, those are questions now. Yes, we can post.
What did you do about it? Now that, okay, you know there's a cartel. And then what did you do about it?
We don't know. We don't know. But
so
I'm just saying.
Andre had access to, he could call the SIU. He could call the National Intelligence. He could call the Hawks. He could call the Minister of Police.
True.
He could tell the president. In fact, I think Eskom, I think Didi, the deputy president, was in charge of energy. He could have went to the deputy president. What did he do?
Mm.
You know, it's like Coach Yadiski, like what's his name? That flipping plumber. Potter.
Graham Potter.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Useless. You know, now he's blaming TT. You know, no, we didn't have a great preseason, whatever. But the point is, you're losing and you're not delivering.
Well, anyway, right? He's gone. So what do we do now with the issues that he's raised?
No, but whoever comes in needs to deliver. That's it. I mean, the president needs to stop being soft and being nice to these people. He doesn't have a lot of time. We're literally 14 months away from the election, 14 or 15 months to the next national elections.
And we're
so
at stage
if he's going to continue, and there's stage six load shedding. So if he's going to be nice and consult, he's not coming back next year. So it's up to him. If the president wants to come back next year, he needs to start firing people. I would, if I was in his shoes.
Mm.
I mean, I saw Panyaza's State of the Nation, State of the Province address. He's got all these grand plans, which are great, and I really hope he delivers. But I'm simply saying, Premier, if next month, 2 months, because he's got the same time left, right? If in 2 months, 3 months, someone is not delivering an MEC, fire them. That's it. Wait a minute. You want to go consult and say, my brother, what's wrong? You know, no, but what can we do to help you? There's no time.
What do you think, Pinduka?
NCFI, if they don't deliver next year, they'll fire.
I think partially privatize it. Look at Telkom. It's a thriving business, and it does well.
It's now half privatized.
Yes, yeah. Partially. It's half privatized. So why can't we do that with Eskom?
I think that
then we're going to see some real results. Because let's be honest, bro, it's very difficult for, you know, you're employed there and there's a minister that you report to and another minister, or if not, that minister is eating. It's difficult to take those decisions of just firing people.
I think Telkom is a great example.
It is.
However, the issue of privatization in this country is that who is going to get those shares? It's obviously white people from Stellenbosch.
But who's going to benefit from the services at the end of the day?
It's the people.
Who's going to be able to run their business normally?
So must we sell the country to Stellenbosch so that we can have lights on?
So
must we sell?
And by the way, those fuckers don't even stay here, bro.
Must we sell?
You know they don't even stay here.
Yeah.
I mean, houses.
Must we sell rent water so that we don't have water sharing to whoever in Stellenbosch who lives in London? So we can't do that.
Should we collapse the economy, though, for the sake of holding on to peristatals that we or our own people can't run?
Yeah.
Look.
Because it literally crumbles. People's fridges are empty. Food is rotting as we speak. People without much to begin with, bro. Yeah. Because we are holding on to Eskom. They can't run it. They're not going to fix it by next year. Let's be honest, bro.
The IPPs are there. Also, you know, when you look at someone like Sputla, right? He's supposed to be in charge of infrastructure in the presidency. And you're like, okay, my brother, what have you done? since you started in the office, besides that Baldwin project, Go Pretoria, where he's from. I think it's literally the only thing he's done, right? When you
what project?
Baldwin, some houses that they built. It was a big story a couple of years ago.
Baldwin.
Baldwin. Whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. But someone like that, you're entrusted to deliver mega infrastructure in the country, right? Which will create jobs, all those things. But he's never done anything. The last time this country had any massive infrastructure like that we could all see was during Thabo Mbeki's term when we were building stadiums for the World Cup. There were stadiums being built everywhere in every city. There were roads being built. When was the last time you saw that kind of infrastructure?
Damn, I miss Thabo Mbeki, man. I don't know anything about politics. You're in Thabo Mbeki.
But when was the last time you saw anything massive of that magnitude?
Yeah, but we kicked him out because he was always out of the country. That's what happened.
No, they wanted him out because they were not eating.
They were not eating.
Yeah. You wanted a president who's going to dance for you, yes. Right? Shiniwa.
Yeah, but I missed Thabo Mbeki, guys.
I just think running the country is complex. Right now, we just need people that are going to do things that have never been done before. You know, I don't know how Cyril's going to do it, but he needs a bunch of Leseja Kanyahos, and there's only one. You know, you need people that are brave, that have a vision, that are not afraid to make decisions, you know, that will benefit everyone, you know? Otherwise, if in Zerto Spanaso, and I'm telling you, President, we know you.
So you believe in Cyril, basically?
No, I'm saying I believe whoever is in leadership.
Sounds like he believes in the ANC.
Yeah.
Guys, if there's anyone, I mean, when Mandela was in charge, I supported him. Doesn't matter how young I was. When Mbeki was in charge, I supported him. When President Zuma was in charge, I supported him. Right? Cyril's the man right now, he's in charge. Right? I support him. If next year Floyd Shibambo is the president, we'll support him.
But you can't support blindly like that.
No. But remember, the reason why I say that is that the reason why you're occupying that position, you are entrusted with the responsibility to take care of all of us. All 68 million of us.
But bro, they've shown they can't. They're incapable. Like, what more do you need, bro?
No, but hence I said, if next year Floyd Shibambo is the president, we'll support him too.
Nah, we're going to support bullshit, man.
Floyd Shibambo is bullshit?
No, I'm just saying. ANC is bullshit right now as it stands. And for you to support them blindly, I don't get it.
I don't support them blindly. I'm simply saying that running the country is complex. It's really complex. It's not as easy as, you know, but there needs to be, we need to find a way to make it work. Hence, I said, I don't know how Cyril's going to do it in the next 14 months.
So you call corruption complex?
No. Just running.
Because some countries are doing it and they're doing it properly.
Running the state is complex.
It's complex when things are running, when, you know, people are being obedient to the laws and everything is fair.
And competent people are hired.
Do you think ANC is corrupt? Yes or no?
But you...
Man, what do you mean? It's not even a question.
How do you answer
obvious,
that?
Bro. Obvious.
Do I think podcasting Chile is corrupt?
Oh, we're not.
Hey, man, we didn't steal COVID money.
But look, I can't say ANC is corrupt. I can simply say there are people in the ANC that are corrupt. You can't.
Yeah, have, that's the question. That's what it means.
You can't have a blanket approach with everything. It's not like that, you know. I mean, look at Panyaza works hard.
There's a culture of corruption.
Though. Free State Education works hard. They're always number one. It's an ANC MEC. Are they corrupt? They're delivering. Free State is constantly number one when it comes to metric results. So it's very. You can't simply have a blanket approach and say the ANC is corrupt. There are elements that are corrupt in the ANC. Hence this renewal project, and I hope for Cyril's sake it works.
What's the renewal project?
No, just cleaning, getting rid of corruption, people that have charges or whatever need to step aside and, you know, give the country hope in the ANC again. I don't know how he's going to do it. I wish him luck.
Bro, this is a nigga that had a billion rands or dollars, whatever it is. Yo, and you're going to say you wish him luck?
What country are you living in, bro?
You're not hearing me.
State of hospital.
I'm trying to get a tender,
though. You stayed in a hospital.
Yeah, you stayed in a hospital.
but hear me out.
State of hospital.
You're not hearing me.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who's in charge, right? Because their responsibility is to make sure that this country functions. So if Floyd or Gayton is in charge next year, or whoever's in charge, I wish them luck as well. I really hope they make it work. Because a functioning state benefits all of us, right? Right now, what we have in this country are doorstep problems, which are insane. You know, there's potholes, there's sewage everywhere. You know, there's load shedding. You know, you can't even buy groceries because You know, they stay seven load shedding, like you said. Do you know what I'm saying? So whoever comes in or whoever's in charge now needs to make a difference, needs to fix this thing. Because if they don't fix it, 14 months, bye-bye.
I don't think it's going to be that easy, man. They've got people captured with these grants, bro. People always vote ANC. People that are not educated.
JJ, did you get a grant?
Which is a big chunk of the country.
Hey, what?
Did I get
JJ,
a
JJ, did you get it?
Yeah, hey, the JJ's got shit on the shitload of them.
When I lived at the hospital. No, but I'm simply saying that if I mean, the only people that I don't want in charge of this country is the DA. Mm. I don't want them.
Why don't you want the DA?
I give up. We have not healed, Joe. If the DA can rebrand itself and call themselves whatever. They're still, Joe, they are still the National Party. Even though Helen Zeller, I said that to Helen Zeller one time on Twitter. You know, she lost it. And she said, yeah, the National Party joined the ANC. What? But, Joe, the funders of National Party are in the DA. Mm. So they can rebrand all the, I mean, they went from remember when Tony, is it Tony Leon? When he was in charge.
They
had a different name and then they rebranded again to DA. It's the same people. Mm. I'm not ready for apartheid 2.0. Mm. And I know someone is watching this probably, you know, but Kesha Pucho, those people, are still alive.
So if DA were to win, what would you do?
Yeah, I'll probably move to Zimbabwe. But I'm serious. I mean, the DA does not make sense in any way. Have you seen the DA in parliament? Have you seen the DA in the streets?
Mm.
Right? The DA has more black supporters in the street, right? But they're all white in parliament, except 5 or 8 black people. How does that make sense? They're just showing
you. That's weird.
They're just showing
you. That is weird.
You know, they're showing you.
Their
true colors. Mm. Look what they did to Musi Maiman. Look what they did to
Lindy,
where they sent her to Harvard. You know?
Yeah, they did. No, yes, I remember.
Look what they did.
And she was coming nicely, dog. Yo.
Look what they did to Mashaba. You know? Look what they're doing to Mpona.
Mpona. Mm. Yes,
you know? Look what they did to even their own, that white man in PE. What's his name? He joined Mashaba.
But
those guys are ruthless.
But then this is where we are at. So you fucked.
Don't
as a person in this country.
DA. Don't do it.
ANC is fucking up.
Yeah.
DA is right.
Mm-hmm. So what really are the options?
As much
as we always preach, hey, ask for 10. For who, you know?
Guys, we
need to. It's not like we've got some greats sitting on the sidelines saying, yeah, and they're going to lead us in the right way.
So well, it's actually say the one.
You see, the problem is, I mean, you listen to Mashaba, he makes sense. But where I differ with Mashaba, and it's enough for me to say, hey, Baba, I don't even want to talk to you. It's because he doesn't believe in expropriation of land without compensation. He says, Mangamla, kill
Fatilabona. Ah, that's a red flag.
That's a red flag. So, that's the one. Obana, that policy of Mashaba is enough for me to say, ah, Kishap Kawin.
Red flag.
Kishap Kawin.
Nah.
Gayton?
What are
your opinions on
you see for me
Patriotic Alliance, right?
Yeah.
What
I like about Gayton is that it's a reflection of a functioning correctional service, right? He committed his crimes, he did what he did, and he came back a better person.
Yeah.
And he's leading a community now. Which is what we want. And you can see where he's there, where he works. You know? So we need people like that. Hence when you ask, you say, you know, who can we vote? There's Gayton, there's many other people, right? Even in the ANC, even in the EFF.
You know, isn't the young party man? What happened to Duduzani Zuma? Is he running?
He's contesting. I mean, I saw he launched his party.
We need some young people up in there, man.
Yeah.
We need some young people, bro.
We do.
Young minds, bro.
Young blood.
Young blood, bro.
Yeah. We do.
Young energy.
Speaking about energy, here's the craziest thing I heard, bro. Yeah. I heard that in the Karoo underneath there, there's natural gas that if we digged up, like, this country would be sorted.
Yeah.
Like, would make trillions.
Yeah, from your boy.
Through fracking, yeah?
Yeah.
Fracking thing.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah, no, I think we all heard about it when you did that interview with Rob.
Oh, did he say that?
Yeah, Rob.
I forgot about it.
Yeah. And he was blaming Kwere. But, Joe, there's ways these things
Please explain
are done.
This energy that is under the...
You didn't hear, no?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's wild, man.
Well, I don't know much about it, but I heard him say it. But either way, Joe, Rob mustn't behave white. Because Bonga Mlalibona, they have this tendency of, because he wants to do it, it must happen. There's processes. You know, you can't just go dig and mine resources of this country that belong to you and me, all of us, just because you've got a fair check. You know, follow processes. Apply from the department, you know. Write a letter or whatever. Request a presentation in parliament or with the Department of Mineral Resources. Follow the processes. It's like the way, like how you wanted to buy
at the airports.
The airports. I mean, Balula was right on Gamla Yahlanya. No, we must tatazela. And when you ask them, so what informed that number? He's like, it's a number I felt like throwing. I mean, really. You know? And you see the kind of thinking. And now imagine had we given him resources of this, all these airports. Hmm. Right? There's no valuation, there's no business plan, there's nothing. He just called out a number. You know, because he's got that money. And when you ask, like, nah, it's a number I felt like throwing out. Now, imagine giving someone like that the airport, resources of this country. So, well done, Gwedamandashe, for not giving Rob permission to dig up the Karoo. Because he was probably going to do the same thing with you.
What do you think of the national shutdown?
So, we need this country to function. Right? We need this country to function. Right? And I don't know. I mean, we're going to, I think everybody has a right to demonstrate and, you know, voice out their opinion. But after it's a national shutdown, what happens? You know, what happens? Because the EFF has a platform in parliament to voice out all those things. They must do it in parliament. Now you're going to shut down the country on a Monday and tomorrow is a public holiday. Obviously, but it's a long weekend and people are not going to go to work. So you're going to call that national shutdown a success. It's a public holiday on Tuesday. Your strike is on Monday and you're shutting down the country. Are you not going to take a long weekend?
Of course.
So would you consider the national shutdown a success?
So are you just suggesting that they take another day?
Yeah. If you want to demonstrate power and say we are shutting down this country, do it on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Random Wednesday, Thursday, where there's nothing happening. I mean, kind of long weekend. I mean, really. You know? But I understand the reasons for marching. You know, they're valid. It's concerns that many South Africans have. But Julius has a platform in parliament, right? He's got the president's number, you know? They must make it work. They must find a way to make it work. Like I said, Sirilunel 14 months. President, there's 14 months, 15 months. Otherwise, bye-bye.
How many national shutdowns did we get during Zuma era?
How many nothing comes out of
and the EFF was part of those things. So nothing happened. So what's going to happen now? You know, you're telling, if Saul has a job interview on the day, Saul mustn't go to the job interview with this high rate of unemployment. I want to interview because the EFF wants to shut
it's
down the country.
Productive, man.
Do you know what I'm saying? So it doesn't make sense. They've got a platform in parliament. That's why people voted for them.
And meanwhile, at some metros, you know, they're siding with the ANC in these coalition parties.
Which is what you're saying the
that's
other
the
week.
Yeah. Thing. Bro, and then, bro, then come to us about a jute, about a shasha that they're against ANC.
EFF voted with the DA. You know, they voted with, even at the local meetings, they voted with the DA. Right? They did that. They do. The EFF votes with the DA all the time. That's what they do. But he'll go in there and say, what supremacy, to those that don't have access to information, right? That will believe everything they say. So
we're fucked in
we need to be careful when we choose our leaders, right? Who we believe and who don't we believe. Mm. Yeah, well, because can I ask you something? You know, I read a book called The Mafia Democracy. It's crazy. They base it on Machiavelli. Right, and this guy says, it's written by Michael Franchise. He says, Saul, do you accept a lying partner if your wife lies to you or your girlfriend? Is that acceptable behavior?
No,
man.
If your partner, your wife, your whoever, your boss, you know, it's unacceptable. So why do we allow politicians to lie to us all the time? Like, why do we accept? Why is it normal? Why do we say, it's just politics? Why is it acceptable?
Yeah, that's crazy, actually.
It's wild.
Why is it acceptable? Yeah. Like, it doesn't make sense.
And they know it. That's why they do all this shit. Yeah. Like, they know they'll get away with it. They can do anything, bro.
But why is it acceptable? Why is that behavior acceptable? Why do we...
We're so docile, man.
So why? It's just politics. And then they'll tell you, no, politics. And then Julius will try to explain, no, politics is not static. In its nature, it changes all the time.
Hey, bro, it's so wild because right now they know everything about us, like, because they're tracking us with the phones and shit, right?
Of course.
We know nothing about them.
True.
In the media, now you have to suss out what's true, what's not, because you're not sure what's propaganda, what's not. It's like, it's wild, bro. And the media is there to tell us the truth, what's really going on.
The crazy thing is that these people benefit from looking good without being good. Right? You'll think, this guy's fighting for our rights. This guy, he benefits from that. But deep down, he doesn't give a fuck. He doesn't care. I mean, there's a picture circulating now on social media, this week actually, of the two EFF MPs, right? Members of parliament. Ba pere di frisco to balko parliament, right? Ma ba swa di Gucci bag.
Oh yeah. Oh, I saw that.
That's even my late mother's.
What if they're fake? What if they're fake?
O pere overall o re di Gucci. You know what I'm saying?
What like if they're fake?
It's a mind fuck, right?
Come on, Gosley. What if they're fake? Come on, listen to Gosley.
No, but
come on. They're definitely not fake.
They're definitely not fake.
Definitely not fake.
I'm telling you. So that's a mind fuck because, I mean, okay, maybe you're like, okay, they're trying to symbolize that they're representing the workers, da 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 da. But then do it properly, you know? You're not going to represent Mercedes-Benz Kitchening, Wapereskayena, Utsurebeya Gucci.
It's that thing that you were saying about the Black Coffee Foundation.
Yeah.
Like, he's not out there saying, look at me, I'm feeding kids.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Taking pictures of politicians, kids with flies on their noses.
Mm.
Yeah. So politicians, Joe, they lie all the time. But, you know, whoever is there right now that's meant to take care of all 60 million of us, can he please do it? You know?
What's going on?
They've got my support. Do it.
What's going on in Russia and Ukraine now? Because it's been a year, né? Since the war started, yeah?
It's crazy because, you know, I saw interview the Ukraine
Zelensky
ambassador to South Africa.
Oh,
I think on Thursday when they were celebrating, well, not really celebrating, but it was 1 year of the Ukraine.
Jeez, it's been a year.
It's been a year, and she's changed her tone because in the beginning, she's like, yeah, South Africa needs to support us. You know, the Ukraine demanded support from everyone, and it didn't make sense because, Joe, we as South Africans owe Russia more than we owe fucking Ukraine.
Mm.
You know, for all we care, I mean, war is a bad thing. Bad, bad, bad thing. But this country, South Africa, is one of the beneficiaries of this war. You know?
For real?
Through coal, through sunflower oil. Because remember, Ukraine exports sunflower oil to the rest of Europe, right?
Mm,
but we also have sunflowers here.
Mm.
Right? So now, if you're German, you need sunflower oil, you'll get it from Ukraine because you get it. It's quicker, it's closer, put it in a train. But now, because of the war and Russia, thank you, Russia, they banned the sunflower oils, sunflower farms, fields, yeah. And now Europe is ordering sunflower oil from here.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Sure.
Coal, right? Russia stopped giving them gas. Now they're back, they have to restart the coal plants, right? Or whatever they call power stations. They're buying coal from here, right? So it's good for us, but at the same time, it's bad.
Mm.
You know, so we've been benefiting for a year. So when Ukraine is behaving the way they behave, you know, support us, we're like, sure. sure, you know, but war is a bad thing. But, you know, we're part of BRICS and the military exercise that we're doing in Cape Town. Cool, let's continue. China's our friend. Mm. Russia's our friend. You know, Brazil is our friend. And we can't act like those countries didn't play a role in our liberation.
Mm.
You know, every AK-47 in Italy was a gift from Russia.
True.
For us, for our liberation.
Mm.
And what do you think about us being grey-listed now?
Yo.
Saw that yesterday. Yeah. Broke,
what does that even mean, bro?
I have no idea.
You know, I almost think we need to get like an expert to break it down in simple terms to us because I don't want to mess it up.
Yeah. You know, but break it down. Imagine you telling your daughter this. Imagine I'm your daughter.
I'll tell her to Google it. I'm kidding.
Shout out to you, bro, for not like bullshitting if you don't know it, right?
I don't want to bullshit.
No one knows this shit. No one.
So I'll say, let's learn, baby.
I Googled it. Yeah.
Fact checker?
Yeah.
Do you have the.
Yeah, yeah. Let's hear a fact checker. I don't trust Ghost Lady's phone.
Nah, you don't trust her.
Okay, so us being grey-listed is just a consequence of the high crime rates in South Africa. So grey-listing is largely a consequence of the collapse of commercial crime investigation and prosecution during the state capture era. So South Africa is facing those consequences. Basically corruption, all the crime rates, the fact that we're getting inflation and... So that's okay,
but that's what causes grey listing, but what's the result of grey listing?
Mm.
What is to be grey listed, does it say?
Mm. Yes, it does.
So that's what causes it. That's what led to the grey listing.
So the whole... once we have been grey listed, it's very difficult for us to get foreign investments.
Oh, yes.
So we're going to be seen as a blacklisted company, per se.
Country.
So almost country. Blacklisted.
Yes. Mm. In foreign countries. So
you don't want to invest in here. It's not a good...
Yeah, essentially.
Yes. So that's the whole cause. But it's to help us with dealing with the corruption, apparently.
Yeah. And as well, did you hear they're stealing solar panels now?
Yeah. it's the new goal. So.
No, how do you even steal those things?
No, think about it. I mean, the rater must take responsibility for that because he failed to keep the lights on.
Yeah, stage six is the pits, dog.
Hey, yo, 4 hours.
It's insane.
It's gonna get worse. It's not gonna change tomorrow.
People with batteries are crying.
It's gonna get way worse.
Hectic.
Yeah. Why? You can't recharge them.
Yeah.
You can't, bro.
It's insane.
Did you see that they seized 300 kilos of coke?
Yeah, in Durban.
Yeah, like worth 1.something billion. Yeah. Now my question is, if our government is so corrupt, I mean, do you really think drugs are so lucrative that no one in government has got their hand in that cookie jar? Yeah,
but for me, 300 million sounds like 10% of something.
I don't understand what that means.
And this like is 10%. Not the first...
Do you understand what that means? Explain
no,
that one.
No, I don't get it.
300 million sounds like 10% of 3 billion. So, at least in a growing hand.
Didn't you watch Narcos? They do that. They're like, all right, you got to give us one bust at least.
Yeah.
So they busted 1 billion, but probably 5 billion went bust.
Yeah.
It's
like
it's not 10%.
The first one.
Yeah.
It sounds like 10%.
We live here. Guys, it's a banana.
Watch Narcos.
It's a fucking banana. Wait. Not for real.
But it's like that all over the world, dog.
But we're not saying that's what happened.
It's like that all over the world, dog. It's like that all over the world. Politicians are corrupt all over the world, bro. Like,
the world
this
over,
isn't man. New. It's just that they get shit done. Like,
yeah,
there's
they
lights.
Eat and get, yes, there's water. Lights,
there's water.
But we need
roads
to have faith.
Are clear.
We need to have faith. We need to have
fucking
faith.
Advocate JJ.
Okay, let me ask you something.
I'm good. That's what Ramaphosa said. We're a country of hope. And we've always been hopeful people.
But tell me something.
Stronger in
okay.
terms of hope.
Let's say EFF comes in power next year, right? You think load shedding will be gone?
No.
So you're going to have faith that Julius will keep the lights on. Same thing.
But at least motivate the faith, you know what I mean? Like, let's see some fucking progress, bro. Like, there's nothing. There's, you know, like you said, a lying partner.
I'm close to moving in with Saul. He's got no load shedding. You know that. I'm close to moving in.
Yeah?
He's got a 3-bedroom there. I'm like, hey, talk, give me one room there.
Now people want to come back to you, bro. Let's go to the hospital. Hospitals don't get load shedding. You know, hospitals don't get load shedding.
No, some
so
hospitals.
There's no load shedding in Hillbrook.
Eh? No load shedding in Hillbrook. In my building, there's no load shedding.
In your building?
In my building, yeah. Generator.
Oh,
no, there is
no shedding.
They use
the hospital generator.
The generator. They stole the generator from the hospital.
You never know.
And some stolen diesel from somewhere.
Before we move on, man. Our chiller, Momkheti Paking, is being offered 12 million to leave the UCT.
Western Cape is the pits for black people.
Yeah,
you
man.
Know.
Nah.
And I always asked,
what had happened? What had happened even just for her to even get here?
Ah, man. Wongamla will never, ever. Be led by a strong black woman that delivers. I mean, we've seen it with Winnie Mandela. You know, this is nothing new. Whenever there's a strong black woman that's putting systems in place, but another problem. You know, they'd rather pay her out.
She's a threat.
You know, they'd rather pay her out of high than, you know.
And you can see she stands on. She stood up against the Twitter trolls.
Yeah, so it's expected. I mean, I asked Casey the other day. I'm like, I'm fine. Man, you from Cape Town, born and bred. How is it normal to live like this in Cape Town, whereby black people almost know their place?
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it. And when you do certain things and you walk into certain stores at the waterfront, they're like, you must be from Joburg, right?
Yeah, I get that all the fucking time. You are fucking hell.
And so there's like, hey!
Bro,
he lets them know.
Some of you see, they want to punch you.
Like, you're from Joburg because
they end up to a white guy. If you're fellow black people,
because the Kaffirs in Cape Town know where to draw the line. You come here with your Joburg
tendencies.
To how dare you walk into the shop? How dare you tell the waiter that they must change your class? You know.
And I saw when I was in Durban and I was flying back to Joburg, the next thing where people was bored was the Cape Town flight.
Yeah.
It was just white people, though. Yeah. It was just white people. And, that's where they're running to.
And this is not even, this doesn't even have to, because I know that someone sitting there, these ones are racist. No, we're addressing inequalities and the way black people are treated. I mean, there are white people that refuse to change, right? There's a project I did a couple of years ago, some wood company that we're dealing with, right? Bongamla that we're dealing with, right? Others understood that, okay, we're working with this black company, right? So we're going to make money here. So they know how to, right? But there are other white people in that building that don't know how to contain their racism, right? So they keep those away from the meetings. And they say, no, Laura is not in today. She's not well. But how via Laura goes back to the office? Because she can't control her racism. So she'll fuck with the money. So you see that a lot in corporate, where certain white people have learned how to control the racism for the bigger picture of making money.
Yes.
So I feel like there's a big training happening amongst the white people.
Danko.
There's a huge training happening.
Yes.
You get those.
Because we are the consumers. We are the ones that buy all these products.
We've got the numbers.
You know, and racism sucks. You know, it really sucks. We don't wake up every day and be like, I hate Bongamla. I mean, we wake up and we do what we need to do. We even pick it up when someone treats us different or they undermine you. You know, especially in business, you know, I like what 50 Cent said in this one interview. He said, at least, in the street, a thug will give you the decency to point a gun at you and tell you, you're being robbed. Okay? But when you do business, they give you a fucked up contract. They put it in front of you. And they expect you to sign it. But you're like, oh, don't do that. You know, are you seriously thinking that I'm going to sign that contract?
Have you ever refused a white contract?
Yes.
Which one?
I refused one 2 weeks ago.
What happened?
There was a clause in the contract that said we're not allowed to talk to each other in outside, whatever we're doing.
They have that at 5 FM now.
Oh, you work at 5?
No,
I was at Radio 2000.
No. But I'm just saying, they do that. You know, and it's very, and then the contract has to go back and forth, change that, because, when someone drafts a contract and they're like, Sol is not going to be able to figure this out, yes, it's a negotiation, but man, if we're equal partners in a project, at least show me the respect. You know, I'm making money, you're making money, we're both making money from largely the efforts I'm bringing. White people have resources, right? That's why we go to them for certain things. Okay, let's partner up on this.
Resources,
which we don't have. It's privileged. It's privileged, and there are a lot of them are direct beneficiaries of apartheid. But we don't walk up to them with that attitude. You know, we're like, hey, man, let's do business. I've got this thing that I'd like to do. You've got the resources. We can both make money. He's like, okay, cool. Can both make money. Then they give you a shit contract, hoping that you don't pick it up.
Have you ever gotten a nigga deal?
Yeah, nigga deals, actually.
No. Maybe I have, but not that I can remember, eh?
Yeah.
Nah.
So you've been lucky, ne?
Not that I can remember. Maybe I have, but at the top of my mind or head, I can't.
We once were offered a nigga deal, man. Which brand was it?
Superbets. Remember Superbets? Because they came onto the podcast when it was still small.
Yeah.
And it was at that growth.
So the impact, and they offered us a nigga deal.
Yeah.
How dare they? You know?
And I told them, I was like, nah, fuck it. It's a nigga deal.
No, we said nigga, please.
Because, they send it to you. I'm trying to understand the psyche behind the person drafting the contract, right? They draft the contract, they give it to you. They're like, okay, this kefir or this nigga is going to read it and he's going to see no problem with it and they're going to sign it and I'm going to make money out of them instead of us making money together. I mean, it's disrespect.
Speaking about deals, man.
Yeah.
Who has followed up on the whole Kanye West Adidas thing? Do they want him back?
I told you.
I haven't been following up.
I told you. I said, give them time.
Yeah.
They'll come back. I told you.
So it's true. It's happening.
Are you for real?
Yeah,
they want it back, bro.
So they're gonna
they lost
they're gonna
like $1 billion in revenue.
I said,
damn.
I said to you, wait, they'll come back. But forget Balenciaga. No one is going to wear those Oscar Mbo boots. Only Kanye was wearing them.
Fire Oscar now.
No, Oscar is cool, man. I like Oscar. No, not in a bad way. I mean, you have to be a fashion extremist, to really have to love fashion to dress up like that, and it's a brave thing.
So they're willing to put the whole anti-Semitic thing aside.
They, money. Dollar bills.
Is that what you were talking about?
Yeah, I told them.
I said, give them time. They'll come down. After the media hype, all that nonsense, reality kicks in at the end of the financial
year. Kicks in.
And then you realize, shit, we're sitting with stock worth $2 billion.
Yeah.
Right? Branded. What do we do?
What do you do, sir?
You're the CEO of Adidas. What
do you bring that person in.
Uluchisa. Are you going to go burn them? You call Kanye. Like, Kanye, hey, homie.
Nah. That's wild, man. They want to crazy, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, even with cancel culture, everyone. In fact, that's cancel culture.
Nah, I think that's like last year's stuff. It's dead now.
Yeah, but I'm saying with all these brands, you know, that go with the social media hype because so-and-so tweeted and whatever they said, whatever, and there's a little cartel saying things about you. At the end of the day, at the end of the financial year and you numbers are sitting on the table, reality kicks in. And all those people that were tweeting and writing paragraphs on Twitter, writing threads, making videos on YouTube, canceling. Where are they now? Where are they now? That agency in Hollywood that used to take Kanye's bookings, right? And they canceled him because it was the in thing to cancel him.
Yeah.
Who's giving them the 20% or 15% management fee? Because nobody, not every artist can charge the same amount of money as Kanye.
Yeah, Kanye, yeah.
So now that the dust has settled, you'll see. They'll all come back one by one, one by one, and offer him NDAs if you sign a non-disclosure because, you know.
Hey, man, that's crazy. It's Penduka, insane. Anything else you want to talk about, my dog?
Have you seen the floods in the Val?
I heard about those.
Guys, I've
what's going on there?
I live there, you know. So literally 5 to 8 minutes away from my house, like the whole road. I mean, so the Val River connects it's the Val River into our neighborhood. So half the neighborhood is covered. It's underwater. Not
whoa!
Property, but you know, it's
like right now.
I saw roofs. No, I saw that. I saw that also.
It's insane. It's insane. Covered.
But we have hope.
We have hope. That rainwater will open the gates and the water will flow out.
JJ, is that you now?
That's what they need to do.
What I heard, JJ, with those people.
I don't know what's going on in there.
Apparently, they built those houses that were not supposed to build there.
We can't even.
Because this is a suburb, even. It's not even like a little squatter camp.
Even Waterfall, they're not meant to build houses there.
Really?
Waterfall?
That's why it's called Waterfall. There's water underneath.
Hey.
Yes.
Bonner.
Those houses are illegal.
Fancy houses.
Yes.
Mall of Africa.
That's why it's called Waterfall.
Hey.
Are you serious, man? I don't know when you're joking. I don't know, man. Like,
where did you get that information?
I mean, those are big projects approved by government.
Brown envelope. Welcome to SA. Brown envelope, chief.
We have faith.
Baldwin, chief. I know, it's not Baldwin that built them, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. But big corporates.
Yeah.
Alan Gray and them. Not Alan Gray. That's a bank. That's a financial.
Audit.
Gray and what?
Investment.
She's
about to steal my spotlight.
Marion Roberts.
Well,
I think,
to be factual, what you just said was a joke, right?
No, it's for real.
It's a joke.
No, I kid you not.
she's checking facts, yes.
It's a joke. You were joking.
Was it a joke?
Let
me call these niggas, man.
Man,
I'm telling you.
Out your cap.
You know, but it's insane. I mean, from Vaal Dam all the way to, I mean, alongside the Vaal River.
I'm looking forward to niggas that have been called right now.
So are people staying, man? The people are displaced.
Look, from what I saw, I went to the Riverside Sun Hotel yesterday, not the Riviera Hotel. And the riverbank is completely covered. The golf course, you can't even see the golf course.
Fucking hell.
The entire golf course is underwater. The road, golf road, which is next to the hotel, is completely shut down because there's water all over the road. So if you live on that road, you can't even go home.
How is this not like a...
It is. It's a national disaster. It's been declared.
Yo.
It's been declared.
Man. Do you know anyone who builds houses?
Call Euphonic, man. He's involved with these property developments and stuff.
Euphonic, he's going to think I want an interview.
Yes, you'll think, and he'll probably, he might not.
So it's insane. I mean,
okay, people, Mosquito stays there. Let me call
people that live
Mosquito stays there.
Oh, I mean, shit, you can't see his days, didn't you?
A lot of the houses.
You can, man.
No, it's private.
Everybody knows mosquitoes this around Midrand areas. You've even spoken about it, haven't you?
I have, ne?
Yeah.
Yeah, like everybody knows.
So at least some of the
at least are the times where I start cutting you off. Sorry, man.
Yeah. It's fine. Do you think? So you're going to ask us here if waterfall is really... What do you think?
Why did you hear this, man?
Man, there's a developer I spoke to. He's like, it's illegal. Damn. What they're doing there.
But you think Oskido's going to say yes, they...
Huh?
You think Oskido's going to say...
Oskido's so gift of the give is there, boom.
No, it's the government.
Okay, Oskido won't fund the government.
They're busy in Turkey.
Oh, yeah. They
but I'm telling you, fact checker, from the do earthquake. Research that. I'm telling you. A developer told me, he's like, there's not meant to be houses there.
There's water underneath.
Mm. So even when you build, like, they have to do three other things before they can start building.
Oh, guys. Three foundations.
I'm telling you.
This thing is not out there. It's not on the internet.
No.
It's never been written.
No, it's a hush-hush thing. If it's like, if you know, you know. And now I know I'm trying to teach you.
Look at you teaching the whole nation.
Hey. I am
a developer.
Do you understand the magnitude of this project, of this platform?
Bro.
Because now...
I'm telling you, my nigga.
You just devaluated... dropped the value
of the entire waterfall.
You've dropped their whole value by fucking...
The city of Joburg now has to issue out a statement saying...
Bro, you're fucking with people's bags, dog. Now you're going to need those bodyguards for
food. Enda, what do you mean? Tell me something. You're live on the podcast, ne?
Okay.
I wanted to ask you, the houses there by waterfall, are they allowed to be there, or it's illegal because there's actually water underneath the ground?
The house where? At the waterfall?
Yeah, waterfall. The houses there by waterfall.
And what is your question?
My question is, are they legal because there's actually water under the ground?
They are, because as far as I'm concerned, that was approved by municipality and even the developers for anyone can be able to develop there. It is.
But it's illegal because there's water underneath the ground.
I do, but when you go there, there's assessment that was done, even surveyed by the engineers. So my assumption is that it's legal. So it's debatable, that issue.
Mm.
You see?
It's debatable, that issue. I heard that.
Yeah.
But, dog, how's someone going to spend billions of their money on the land that could possibly one day collapse?
But in MacGyver's defense, right?
But remember that the waterfall issue is even a rental for 100 years.
Yes, you don't own the house.
Oh, yes, that
they
I know.
Rent for
that 100 I know. Years. It's a family that owns that land.
Mm.
So there are a lot of questionable issues there.
There's a lot, dog.
So if I buy a house in Waterfall, I don't own it.
For 100 years, you have to release, renew the lease every 100 years.
The fuck?
And you're underwater.
Anyway, technically there's water everywhere. I guess my map borehole.
Making steam for you to say that.
For you.
That sounds like a cousin. That sounds like a cousin in bed.
You never introduced him. You didn't introduce him.
Hey, man, from where?
You want to protect his company. And
that's a puffy ass or something.
Not even one, eh? I'm telling you, it's a real thing. Do research on it.
Oh, yeah, but there are stories like that where properties are developed on land that they're not supposed to do.
Yes.
Someone, you know... motivated someone.
Welcome to Saura.
To build. So I'm not saying that's the case in Midrand.
Yeah.
But I mean, with the magnitude of this platform, the city might have to issue out a statement, you know, saying actually, you know, the city does put their neck on the line and say, listen, this land was tested, da 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 da, if they care, you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. If they care, you know, that it was approved, engineers, the works, everything he said, you know?
Yeah.
But if what you're saying is true, then it's a big problem.
Mm.
It's a big problem. We can only hope what you're saying is not true.
Yeah, it's all allegedly.
Mm.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Now he says allegedly. Yo, don't forget the poll, man.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Paul.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you, Saul.
Thank you. All right, cool. Let me refresh. So the question was, Chillers, who was a better rapper, Tupac or Notorious B.I.G.?
And Tupac.
Everybody said Tupac. 72%. Dog, it's facts. How can you argue with facts?
Okay, fair enough.
Rest in peace, dog.
This thing is the one who goes waterfalls, ah, but I'm a man's angani, la. JJ, thank you so much for coming.
Jay, bro. Since the last time you came here,
He's Bobster. Yeah. Bobster.
Bobster?
Yeah, he was the one I was calling first. Hey, Bobisto.
Hey, sir.
My man, you live on the podcast, ne?
I'm at work, Moose.
My man, those houses at Waterfall, they're illegal because there's water underneath, ne?
Eh?
The water, the houses in Waterfall, they're illegal because there's water underneath.
I don't know.
No, you're not a developer. It's fine.
You call a DJ, dog. I don't care. Why would you call a DJ?
The whole DJ.
It's not even into property like that.
I know. I got a ball.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Since the last time we had you here,
yeah,
he started a massive festival in the Val. What is it called?
Val River Sundays.
Yes.
It's a
movie. Tuso was there with when.
Were you there? Yeah.
When Murder was playing.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yes. For real.
Yes.
It's the whole Gwang Gwang thing.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's Electro. Yeah,
Afro Tech.
That's something like you are vibes. Man.
Yes.
Oh, dope. Like Afro Tech.
We're grateful for the support. I mean, it was our third installment. It's massive. We're grateful for the support, you know.
Why Wang Wang?
Like, why Afrotech?
Instead of piano.
I thought of doing a piano event, but my assessment is that the kids overseas do piano events better than us.
What? The kids overseas?
Yeah, the piano festival, the piano people. I mean, right now, piano people is at... Afro Nation, they've got a stage.
Yeah, but we could say the same about Wang Wang. It started from that side.
I'll try.
I wouldn't say Afrotech started that side. I mean, you're one of the people to do produce Afro, one of the first to produce Afrotech.
Yeah, Tribal. I was producing Tribal.
Tribal is...
It evolved to what Afrotech. Is Afrotech now. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's our thing, you know? But I genuinely...
Piano?
No, I like piano, but it doesn't do to me what Afrotech does to me. I like the spiritual... element of it. I like it when people remix Pusi Mhlongo songs. You know, I like that stuff. You know, I like Black Motion. I like BOP. I like Uhuru. You know, I like Kulu's music. I like Inonopa. I like that stuff. I like Venko stuff. I like murder shit, you know? So it's a sound that I love personally. You know, I like the stuff that Gerard used to do with Rude Boy Paul.
Oh, Gerard,
Azanian, hey, Azanian Pulse albums. That stuff, that's the house music that I really love. You know, so back then, I mean, I was just doing events. I didn't know how to create any events of that kind. But when you see what Shims are doing, you're like, okay, I actually went to UR. And I enjoyed myself at UR. I'm like, okay, it's possible, you know. I went to Kunye. It was dope. I enjoyed it. I went to It's Personal. I went to Deep in the City, you know. There's another one I went to. I can't remember. And I'm like, okay, it's really doable, and it's music that resonates with me.
I think it's so Afrotech substituted house for us because we grew up on house, but no one's making house anymore. Yeah. Everybody's doing Afrotech, so it's like similar vibes.
Just one or two.
So the idea came, but obviously we're not doing it the way Kunye does it or the way you are or It's Personal or Deep in the City do it. We do it on the Val because we're privileged to be from that area. I mean, there's the river. The river is beautiful. The venue that we use, Pointe du Val, is a world-class facility, you know. Great partnership that we have with them. And, you know, it's an event. I mean, we're just grateful that people that attend the event understand why they're there. They're not going to go there and ask you to play hip-hop or whatever, you know. You see someone tweeting asking you, what time is Inonopa playing? You're like, huh? What time is Venko playing? You know, can you book Draga? And it's not, I mean, these are not names that are any commercial or common names, you know. But the people that follow the movement really, 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 really support us. And we're grateful. The last event we had was massive, man. Like we had Sanel, you know, he killed it. I mean, every single video of murder you've seen trending now of him spinning, it's at the event, you know?
Oh.
And yeah. That's,
ooh, damn.
That's
what a Rivers, crowd.
That's Val Rivers.
There were no floods on that day, ne?
No. Mm. Oh. So the next one is this coming weekend. Is this coming this coming weekend on Sunday? We've got Black Motion. Mm. We have who's on the lineup? Huh? Oh, the Black Motion, the couple, and. And
Tuso knows the lineup.
Oh, Tuso. Yeah.
Tuso the promoter.
Yeah, so we've got Seth Combo from Sandela from the UK. We've got De Capo and we've got Black Motion. You know,
that's a stellar.
That's insane lineup. Because people had so much fun. Wow. They enjoyed Murder so much. Hmm. And then they started sending me emails asking me to book Black Motion. Like, it's insane.
Yeah, you know
what I'm saying? So I reached out to the guys, did the booking, because we have this database of about 2,000, 3,000 people that we communicate with. And they literally curate the event. They tell me, okay, this is what we want. We want Seth Combo. We want so-and-so. We want so-and-so. We want so-and-so. So I actually experimented with the last event.
Mm-hmm.
I said, let me buy 3 cases of Grandeur. This shit is not going to sell. Oh, man. You know? Kanti.
Yeah.
Kanti.
Yeah.
Sold out. It's the first product we sold out first.
Oh, wow.
You know,
shout
I called
out,
you, right?
Shout out to the volume.
I called you, right?
Yeah. 3 cases.
Right?
Oh,
3 cases. I promise you.
Yeah.
I can show you my slip from Macro.
Wow.
I called you, right? Yeah, I said, my nigga, your shit is selling here. Oh, it's insane.
Thank you, man.
You know?
Thank
you. And the chillers are insane because they're like, do you know him? You know?
Wow.
You know?
I said, and I was meant to come to show face.
Yeah, because I asked him to come, you know? Mm. They're like, do you know him? I said, yeah, okay. Yeah. Ah. I was like, yeah. Because I didn't want him to say, I call him.
Yeah.
I said, okay, Shab, no, I know. Like, no, take pictures of us with the bottle. Send them to
yes,
me.
And I post them on social media.
I send them to
media.
You, right?
Yeah,
it's insane. Like, people support it. They support Grandeur.
Wow. You know?
So I was happy. Even the guys at Macro said to me, listen, so when I went to stock, I said, okay, what's selling here? I've got an event. I need to sell alcohol. Which gin should I buy? They said, no, 2. Buy only 2. Envirage and Grandeur.
Wow.
Everything else is slow, my brother.
They're going to beep the other one.
Slow.
My brother's going to beep the other one.
These two are the highest selling gins at the at my room. So I was like, oh, okay, let me support my next. So I took 3 cases.
Mm.
So, I mean, it's the first product that was sold out.
Wow.
Even before Envirage.
Wow.
So I'm hoping this Sunday, if we stock up your shit again. No, you show up, come to the bar, take pictures with some chillers.
Yeah.
You know, the tickets are available online on pontdeval.com.
Mm.
You know, or just visit the Instagram page, Val River Sundays on Instagram. You know, everything is there.
Yeah.
It's a great vibe. You know, it's really a great vibe. It's people that actually enjoy the music, and it's a Sunday afternoon, you know, people still have work tomorrow, you know, so they come in, we open gates at 10, you know, music starts playing at 12, the last act plays at 7, you know, and then people go home afterwards.
How many people does it attract normally?
Yeah, it's massive.
Yo, I don't even want to call out the numbers because we had a problem with the last event. You know, people like, how can I wait for so long at the bar, you know, because the lines were that huge, so the event just grew so quick.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, but I spoke to you, but we apologize for the lines, but
do you want black coffee? I mean, I can call him.
Yeah. We do. We do. I actually send him a text. I send him a text.
Nah, I'll talk to him.
You know, I send him a text. Listen. Hey, this one. I'm going to have a black coffee. No, but sincerely though, I sent him a text and I said, Hotman, this is what I'm doing.
Uh-huh.
You know, an Afrotech event, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But, you know he...
Yeah, no, he's busy.
Yeah, he's busy. But he'll talk to you when he sees you. You know, that.
No, Nai responds every time and make no mistake.
MacGyver will tell him to respond.
Oh, my God. First name basis, right? Ola Nat.
Ola Nat. Oh, he even knows the mother.
Yeah.
You know? So please, man, come check it out. It's this Sunday, Val River Sundays. It's really dope. It's worth your money. It's worth your time. Hopefully, he'll come take pictures with you
when you buy his product. We're going to go there, so.
Come through.
Yeah,
it's on Sunday.
Show up. Yeah,
you know?
Show face.
And the nice thing that it's also a family thing.
You're
right? It's during the day.
Us,
yeah.
So we'll
no, come through. It's going to be dope. Yeah?
During the day.
During the
we
day.
Start. We open gates at 10.
10.
Right?
Varua.
Music starts at 12. Right? The last act performs at 7.
Nice.
Okay, so by 8, awesome. Can go
so you
home.
Can make it for your kayak gig.
Dope.
Yeah.
Let's go, bro. Let's do it.
So it's going to be... It's,
why
guys,
is that funny?
Val River Sundays is really dope. Come through. Come
why
through
is that
now.
Funny, Ghostly? Yep.
One day,
but come through, Saul. Bring your wife.
Yeah, now bring the madam.
Yeah, bring the madam.
Hey, man, we're almost out of here. We got to send a big shout out to On Cue. So they are the ones that help us with the, how do I say it, man, with the look and feel of the show.
Yeah.
They give us these cameras. We rent them out from them.
Yes.
And they make us look so good.
Yeah.
Like, must go back to the other episode we did together.
Yeah.
And look at this one. Look how different 4K. You look. Yeah, 4K, yeah, papa. Man. JJ coming at you 4K. So big shout out to On Cue Interface. Oh. It's a gear rental company based in Randburg. They supply industry standard and Netflix approved camera equipment, including live sound and lighting equipment. We have supplied gear to big productions such as Parental Advisory and Komora on Mzansi Magic, iRequest on Channel O, and Uthando Lotumo. Our services range from gear rental, live streaming, and film and telenovela productions. On Cue has a school division which teaches radio and television presenting, and we've trained the likes of Pearl Tusi. Where last did you speak to Pearl Tusi? Oh.
Yo, it's been a while. It's been a while, yeah.
Bonang Matheba.
Oh, they trained Bonang.
Yeah, when last did you speak to Bonang?
Bonanza, I think, last year or early this year.
Does she answer your calls, bro?
Bonang always responds. I text her. Because she's always traveling, so I send an iMessage and she responds.
And the famous female vocalist, Elaine. If you're passionate about entering the music industry through radio and television presenting, get in touch with us. You can give them a call on 076-134-1781. 076-134-1781 or email rentals@onqinterface.co.za. Their website is onq.co.za. And you can check them out on Instagram, On Cue Interface. We've got to show them love, man. They took our production to like
a different level.
Shout out.
It is incredible.
Yeah, man. We out here, man. Podcast.
Mashabela, shout out.
Oh, yes. We're coming at you at Mashabela Studios. Make sure you email podcast@mashabela.co.za. We're out here. Podcast and chill. Boom.
Peace.
Adios. Bye.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Bungo yigi, even if when they ask you, how sabi yini, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one? Is that one? Podcast and chill.